Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, and the Platters bringing us back from the serious Wayback Machine. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for being with me. Dr. Judy Glaser is our guest, our good friend, author of Conversational Intelligence, one of her many books, the CEO of Benchmark Communications, Inc. Judy, I need a website, please.
www.conversationalintelligence.com. is our book site, and it's fabulous. It gives people so many things, videos and stuff to look at, downloads and all sorts of things. And then creatingwe.com is our more consulting, big business, small business connection site.
So check both. Those out, folks. And the books, too, just look for Judith E. Glaser, G-L-A-S-E-R, and the, you know, on the book and wherever books are sold. Judy, folks, we're talking about something that's maybe happening to your business right now. You're running hard. You're trying to keep up with your big customers. Mm-hmm. You're adding technology and you're moving fast. You like the fact that you can be more productive, but what you're not doing, or maybe what's happening is you're moving faster and your machines, your technology, your processes are working perfectly. Your vendors are telling you everything's optimal right now. But yet the company still may be not doing as great as it should. Maybe there's a casualty list that you're having to put together among the people. It may be because you're focusing more on the tech and not enough on the humanity. Judy, what do you think?
So it's a big challenge. And we are now going really global. We have 30 countries. We have coaches that are from 30 countries that are showing up on a certification for my work. And we have two things happening simultaneously. One is the technology. We've built a tool called WeIQ, which enables coaches to connect with their clients, their coachees, in a technology way that is quite spectacular. We're building that. It's taking a lot of time and effort, but it will help people connect through technology.
So you're using technology,
yep,
to make people pay attention to the humanity.
Yes, that's right. And it's set up so that each coach can connect with the people they're working with at 24/7. They can be thinking about them anytime, and they can be sending them notes.
Is there a problem digitizing the work and humanizing the communication? Is that a challenge?
Is there a challenge? Tell me what way.
Well, for example, if you're using tech to increase the efficiencies of the communication, but then you're telling them, but when you do connect with people, listen to connect.
Yep.
Don't judge or reject. Listen to connect.
Correct.
What are you doing to reconcile those two things? You see what I mean?
No, I do. I do see what you mean. And what we've created is another term. And these are these new terms that I love. This particular term is called priming. And what priming is?
Priming.
Yeah, priming. Priming is that you want something to happen. And you want to prime the situation so it'll happen in a good way. So it's what are the things that you do before you actually have that engagement that enables the engagement to feel good to the person, to not be threatening, to have them feel, oh, my God, this person really cares for me. My coach really was thinking about me, and they sent mm-hmm. me something important that we're going to talk about. And so the coach can say, hey, listen, I found this for you. Now, that's caring and candor are so important to keep steady in this new world. In fact, caring, courage, and candor. And so when you think about, I'm going to send an email to somebody and I want to let them know I care about them, and we're going to have a talk that's really challenging, so I want them to know that this is going to help us work on that.
How do you do that
situation
without emoticons?
What's an emoticon?
The smiley face. How do you do that without those?
Oh, yeah, I only started recently using those little smiley faces.
I never use them. But how do you do that? How do you emote on through digital? You know, this is something that we're dealing with now. That people are noticing that the Gen Y, the millennials, mm-hmm. are having issues. They're having trouble because of the they've been communicating so much with technology through texting and all that sort of thing, that they're having trouble with face-to-face. They're having trouble with being, you know, sensitive to each other and to others.
Right, and so that's why things like learning about priming and conversational intelligence, learning about how one word can change another person's life. I just got this email about somebody that is using my work to help kids in Brooklyn who they want to turn into gentlemen. That means that they want to move them from being wild kids and stealing and all that kind of stuff to turning them into gentlemen. And they are using conversational intelligence to move these kids. And one of the terms is called down-regulating and up-regulating. And they have a list of things that they want to help these young men learn how to down-regulate or do less of, and upregulate or do more of. And we're not telling them, oh, you've got to stop it and you can never do this again or you'll get punished, forget it. That language doesn't fit in our world today. We want to use technology language. So downregulate is do less of, upregulate is do more of. And once they see that picture of the do more of, what gentlemen do and how successful they can be, this guy is going to change the lives of thousands of young kids in New York City. And so that's the kind of conversational intelligence. These are the tips that we want to give people.
So where can they find out more about the specific things we've been talking about? Are there articles and tips? I know it's in the book, Conversational Intelligence, but on your website, conversationalintelligence.com?
Yes, yes. There are
more,
a lot
more of
tons
your clinics,
of articles.
Your stories?
All the articles, all the stories and things like that, exactly.
So check that out, folks, if you know if your company's working, if your people are working like they should be. Hey, Judy, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will absolutely do that. Thank you. You've
Dr.
made my
Judith
day.
Glaser, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I promise. Quick break, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.